You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
D-backs and Giants at AT&T Park. Anthony Banda getting the start for Arizona in this one. He would turn in a solid performance. Speaking of solid performances, the legend of Paul Goldschmidt grows in the fourth.
Goldie drives that one toward Triples Alley. And it's in the corner. Pollock flying around third. Goldie digging for third. Here's the throw. And he's in there with an RBI triple. 1-0 Diamondbacks, the third triple this year for Paul Goldschmidt.
And last time he got ahead of him, threw a fastball that he fouled back. And he threw a fastball by him here, elevated outside. And strikeout number five for Banda, and that's one out in the fifth inning. Span takes a call, third strike, and he knew it. Six strikeouts for Banda and two outs here on the fifth. And strike three called. Tomlinson caught looking. And Banda strikes out the side. He's now got seven on the night. 1-2-3 go the Giants. We'll go to the Diamondbacks six. We're tied to one.
Fly ball left field. Hernandez looking up, and that ball is off the wall. A long single for Goldie. Peralta with two outs, able to run all the way home, and it's 2-1 Diamondbacks. He just missed another home run. You were right. Why would you pitch to him?
Yeah. I mean, right now, there have been times this season where it's understandable that teams would go after Goldie when he was struggling a little bit and swinging and missing at strike fastballs. But, man, the last few days, he has been absolutely locked in.
Here's the 2-2 pitch from Fernando Rodney to Brandon Crawford, and he struck him out swinging. And the Diamondbacks have beaten the Giants tonight. 2-1, and in the process, they get young Anthony Banda his first big league victory, and they beat Madison Bumgarner. 2-1 our final. D-backs won it.
D-backs take it 2-1 your final. Arizona wins their third straight. Paul Goldschmidt drove in his team's only two runs of the night. The MVP candidate now has 14 ribbies in his last 11 games. Here's D-backs skipper Torey Lovullo after the win.
I thought he did a really good job. He won his first major league game, so you can't ask for anything more. I think the part of the day of the game that impressed me the most was that particular inning where things got away from him a little bit, and he was spraying his fastball around, walked the run in, but he did enough to get out of the inning. And then he even went one more inning beyond that. So when things like that happen for a young player, young pitcher, it's a great learning experience, and he did his job.
How hard is that for a young player to gather himself?
Well, for everybody that has played it, they know that it's a difficult thing. It's a hard thing to transition and stay focused and lock it back in. But like I said, he's mature beyond his years. He did a great job. Well, you know, it's a very unfortunate situation. A breaking ball gets away from him, hits him in the head, and you're wanting to make sure things get solidified and they stay under control. And he did a great job, and he deserves a lot of credit. He gave us a chance to maneuver in our bullpen. We were a little light in our bullpen after some heavy usage over the past couple days, but it was a really good team effort that was set up by Anthony.
Goldie's just crushing the ball again.
Mm-hmm. Three hits, two RBIs, the right guy in the right spot. So. Every hitter, every player looks for runs like that. He's locked in, doing his job, and without him, we don't win this game.
You go into this park against Bumgarner. You kind of expect games like this a little bit. It's been very close, all the decisions against Madison.
Well, we know his track record. It's proven. We know that there was an injury that he walked through earlier this year, but when he steps on the mound, we are assuming that we're going to get his absolute very best, and it's always a credit to him and his focus and what he does to help his team win games. And we wanted to grind out some moments. We did. We took care of some moments. I think we had a chance to score a couple more runs, but we didn't. And, the bottom line at the end of the day is we won the ball game.
A couple questions about the pen. Fernando now three saves in a row. Mm-hmm. What do you like about the way that he is performing right now?
Well, he's on the attack. He has been. Those couple of saves that have got away from him weren't perfect, and those moments happen. But by and large, he's been very consistent with standing on the fastball, setting it up, setting up his secondary pitches, and he just loves that last inning and thrives in that role.
You said you were going to watch David and before you kind of decide exactly how to use him. Mm-hmm. What have you seen from him?
Somebody that can walk the fastball around the zone is equally as impressive against left and right-handed batters. So David's inning was extremely crucial. It kind of set it up perfectly for Fernando. And you know, so far, so good with him. It's been two very, very good outings, and he's handed the ball off to the next guy in the bullpen.
For Anthony to come back after that
A lot of what we've already seen out of him, a lot of those little intangibles where there's mound presence, there's the ability to make adjustments, get a feel, develop a feel, and finish off the inning. You know, I talk to these guys about walking into the dugout, whether you're ahead or behind, and they've done that pretty much all year long. And Anthony was a great example of that. So it's hard as a young player. He's very, very raw in certain areas, but in other areas such as that, he's, like I said, he's mature beyond his years.
After his start against Washington, he talked about the ability to adjust. If you don't adjust, you're not going to survive. Did he adjust
Well, I know for a fact that he's making adjustments. He's constantly making adjustments. I hear some of the conversations between he and Chris Iannetta, and really those are things that you learn on the job, and you develop a trust and a relationship with your catcher. So those adjustments are offered to him, and then he deserves a credit for applying them.
This series continues Saturday. Taiwan Walker taking the hill for the D-backs against Chris Stratton for the Giants.